Salutations. The actor Samuel L. Jackson, dressed as Uncle Sam, introduced Kendrick Lamar at New Orleans' Caesars Superdome for the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show. A powerful, commanding creative choice by the first solo hip-hop artist to ever headline the coveted slot. As if there were any doubts of the Pulitzer Prize-winning rapper's ability to put on a show. As dozens of dancers emerged from a Buick GNX clown car style, he launched into an as-yet-untitled new song that had been teased with an online snippet when his GNX album was released, then moved into Squabble Up. For just under 13 minutes during the halftime show sponsored by Apple Music and Roc Nation, Lamar commanded the field. Dancers dressed in red, white and blue joined Lamar. But even in their patriotic colors, they were labeled too loud, too reckless, too ghetto, by Jackson's Uncle Sam, who reminded Lamar to play the game. Then, he launched into Humble, DNA, Euphoria, and Man at the Garden. Scorekeeper, deduct one life, Jackson interrupted again. Lamar launched into Peek Boo, and then teased a performance of Not Like Us. I want to play their favorite song, but you know they love to sue, Lamar told the women dancers behind him, referencing Drake. It is hard to underscore the ubiquity of Not Like Us, with its billion streams on Spotify. The massive hit is a regional anthem for Los Angeles, a rallying cry for community and against culture vultures, a diss track that won Lamar the highly publicized feud with Drake and the track that won Song and Record of the Year at the Grammys last weekend. Leading up to the Super Bowl, whether or not Lamar would perform the song was a legitimate question held by fans and critics alike. Lamar levels strong accusations against Drake in its lyrics. Drake has sued Universal Music Group for defamation as a result of the song's popularity. Does a Super Bowl performance further complicate things? Little was known about Lamar's halftime performance ahead of time. Lamar promised to keep his passion for storytelling at the forefront of his plans, and SZA was a previously announced guest performer. They are frequent collaborators. She most recently appeared his recent album, GNX, and was featured on a couple songs including Gloria and Luther, which also features sampled vocals from Luther Vandross and Cheryl Lynn through If This World Were Mine. The duo will also co-headline a 19-city North American tour this spring and summer. SZA appeared on stage for Luther and All the Stars. That's what America wants, nice and calm, Jackson said. And then, like clockwork, Lamar launched into Not Like Us, with the removal of the word pedophiles in its lyrics, into TV Off. He brought out the producer Mustard and tennis superstar Serena Williams was spotted crip walking along to the diss track. Is there any better publicity than the biggest stage in U.S. sports? Consider this just another step in Lamar's continued victory lap. He is also no stranger to the Super Bowl stage, having previously performed at the NFL's championship game in 2022 as a guest artist, alongside Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent and Eminem. Rap music is still the most impactful genre to date, Lamar said in a statement in September, when he was first announced as the 2025 halftime performer. And I'll be there to remind the world why they got the right one. Make no mistake about it, that's exactly what he did Sunday evening.